And he said, well,
we just barely in time, right?
Will you have time? And then
said, just barely.
Uh-huh. Well, what if you don't know, but you believe you will?
Well, I'll try.
Uh-huh. And if you go into a store and buy some trousers, and the clerk puts them on, let's say you bought these trousers, and the clerk put them on a piece of paper and folded it over and then tied it with a string, what would you say he had done?
He's wrapped them.
Uh-huh. And then you got them home and you took them out of the paper. What had you done?
I unwrapped them.
Let's say you're pricing two items, the same item, but you go to one place and it's $50 and the other place it's $35. And you say, we buy this one for $35, and your daughter says, why? And you'll say, well, that other one
is higher.
Mm-hmm. And on the first of the month, the bills come
due.
And if you belong to any organization, every year you have to pay your
dues.
And sometimes when you're running a business and you don't have enough money, you go to the bank and you
borrow.
In the 30s, money was
scarce. I guess. Took less bushels of wheat then, though.
Yeah. What do you call the maneuver that a child will perform when he gets down on the floor and puts his head down and kicks his feet and flips over on his back?
Oh, a somersault?
Uh-huh. If a boy was at a tank or a pond and he jumped in the water, went like this and came out on the other side, you say he'd done what?
He'd swam.
Mm-hmm. He went like this and he went in the water, you'd say he'd done what?
He died.
Uh-huh. And if he struck the water flat and a big spray came up, you say he'd done what?
He busted his belly.
And if he went under the water and it didn't come up, after a couple hours you could assume that he had
drowned.
Now what does a baby do before it walks?
Crawls.
And if you find a baby, well, you put a baby on the floor, then you find it up in a chair and nobody's touched it, and somebody says, how'd the baby get up there? You say, well, probably it.
He climbed it.
Mm-hmm. And what's a crouch?
Crouch?
Yeah.
Well, it's similar to a kneeling position, only your feet would still be on the floor.
This is what I guess I'm going to have to illustrate.
What's that? Something like this? What would this be?
Well, that's what I call a crouch.
It's a crouch?
Mm-hmm.
What in the world is hunker? Hunker down.
This is one that a fellow's checking in Texas.
I've always referred to hunkering down as, regardless of what position you're in, trying to take up the smallest space that you can.
You were talking about kneeling. If someone had gotten in church and been on his knees and then got up, you'd say, he did what? He was sitting in the pew and then he...
He knelt.
Uh-huh. And when you go to bed, well, you go take off your clothes and put on your pajamas, and then what do you do?
What do I do or what should I do?
Well, I see, we're back to kneeling again. No, I'll change it. Let's say you come in very tired. Oh, you want to take a little nap. So what do?
Well, I lay down on the couch.
Oh,
back in the chair.
Hi, George, I wish we had one of those at my house.
Oh, I think Curry's folks got us that one for Christmas, and that's better than any I've ever seen. You ought to see it for you.
I can really rest in that.